We're on. Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
You sure?
Yep, she just yelled.
Okay. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of your municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr.
Here.
Mitterrando?
Here, sorry. I
It's
was in
okay.
the
I Ed Chairman Cahill.
here. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag? I pledge allegiance to the flag
To the
of the
flag,
United States of America,
and
and
to
to the
the
Republic
Republic,
which stands,
stands
one nation under God,
one nation,
indivisible, with liberty
and
and
justice for all.
Thank you.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, there are. 100 Lakeview Rear is going to be adjourned until March 27th. The applicant must renotice. LNR Properties will be postponed until February 22nd with no further notice by the applicant. Those are all the changes that I have.
Sorry, Mr. Keneally, 100 Lakeview is March 14th.
March 14th, I apologize.
No
Thank
problem.
You.
Those are the only changes. Okay, let's move on to item number six, 23-ZB-106V, Rolando Solis.
Mr. Solis, are you present?
I'm here.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
Tienes que explicarle a los miembros por qué estás ahí. Dile que quieres reemplazar tu piscina que existe.
Okay, I want to replace my pool. Is que existe, como se dice.
His existing pool. He's looking to repair it.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, you want to maybe ask Mr. Hinterstein to weigh in on this?
Yeah, Henry, you have some site impact information on this?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this application, the majority of the variances are for existing conditions.
Mm-hmm.
The pool itself, I believe a shed, and it's also a unique situation. So we have a few existing conditions that have always existed there. The pool being replaced, although existing, what happens is there's a dead end paper street that backs up to this property. So it results in actually having two frontages. So there's really a hardship here. It's again, it's an unimproved paper street, which results in two frontages. So majority of these variances are a result of either that unimproved paper street that touches the back of the property, or some pre-existing conditions that I don't see any issues with. The only thing I would ask is that the plan did show that a shed and I believe a fireplace was to be removed. Can you confirm that that was already removed or going to be removed?
The fireplace, he shed. Yes, so he is going to remove the shed. The fireplace was removed years ago.
Okay, so those would be the only conditions I would impose on this application if you looked upon it favorably, is that the shed and the fireplace, which appears to have already been removed, are indeed removed from the property as noted on the plan.
Okay, so eran las condiciones como, yes.
Otherwise, yeah, I don't see any other.
Thank
issue.
You, Henry. Mr. Solis, do you have a estimated time as to when the shed will be removed? When do you anticipate, the spring or something?
En el verano, en la primavera, ¿cuándo vas a sacar el shed?
Oh, going to be the.
¿Cuándo lo vas a sacar?
By April. Almost
spring
by
time?
April, in springtime.
Around
yeah.
Spring, he says.
Fine. That's just, we don't want it out there for a year or so. You know, we want to move forward with as quickly as possible. So I appreciate that.
Oh, no.
Any other members of the board have any questions for this application or this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion and I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Please call the roll. Thank you.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Alley?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. We'll mail that document to you, and you'll need that to get your permits.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thank you very much.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Thanks.
Take care. Let's move on to item number 7, 23-ZB-109V, and that's NYS MSA Verizon Wireless.
NYS MSA.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, my name is Edward Purcell. I'm an attorney at Price, Meese, Shulman, and D'Arminio, here tonight on behalf of Verizon Wireless. We're here tonight with respect to a request for interpretation involving Block 3402, Lot 1.01. That's 171 Bakeland Avenue. There is a 180-foot tower that's located on that property. Verizon is proposing to remove 3 remote radio heads, add 6 remote radio heads and 3 antennas and some other ancillary equipment. And what that represents is not a substantial change, as that term is defined by applicable federal communications regulations. And what that effectively means under the Federal Telecommunications Act, under Section 6409A, which is a federal law of the 2012 Middle Class Tax Relief Act, is that the municipalities, you know, cannot deny and must approve such minor changes. So effectively, that's what we're asking the board to opine on tonight, that this is not a substantial change, and direct the zoning officer to issue administrative approvals.
Mr. Purcell, you're not increasing the height of the tower, are you?
That is correct.
You're not creating any new variances?
Correct.
And are you enlarging the ground equipment area?
We are not.
Mr. Chairman, this appears to comport with the representations by Mr. Purcell for a site plan exemption.
Thank you, sir. Any other members?
If I could just pop in, I did
bear sure, John.
Mr. Purcell said, and I concur that it was accurately presented.
Thank you, John.
I agree with the conclusion that it's a minor. This is probably one of the biggest towers you have in town.
Thanks, John. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open this to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Thanks. Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Alley?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell, we'll memorialize this at our next meeting.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, sir. Let's move on then to item number 11, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of January 11, 2024.
First resolution, David Nassani, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
We can't hear you, Jim.
Mr. Weissman? Mr.
Yes.
Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Beverly Reynolds, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Derek Bradshaw and Ada Gonzalez, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Finally, Shalia Hobson, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Heyduka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions for this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Item number 12, adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of January 11, 2024. All in favor say aye.
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 Make a motion to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
9-minute meetings, guys. I love these.
Wow.
Have,
all right,
have a good night, everyone.
We'll see you next time.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Night.
Night.